Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Service. We are conducting a public opinion survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general... Go ahead.
Could you tell me about how long this will take?
It will be around 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the next presidential elections, U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on this November the 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat
definitely
likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay.
Definitely.
And with which political party are you registered?
No party affiliation.
Okay, no party affiliation. And what is your main racial background? What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you, sir. What is your age?
60s.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say access and cost of healthcare, local growth and development, taxes, climate and environment, K-12 education, abortion, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs?
That's a good question. What was the third one or the first few?
The third one was taxes, but it says access and cost of healthcare, local growth.
I would say yes, healthcare. I would say healthcare, access to healthcare, absolutely.
Thank you so much. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic, probably vote for the Democratic, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for Republican, probably vote for Republican. I'm sorry.
Lean Democratic.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Will you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you so much. Now I'll be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Mike Caruso. Is favorable or unfavorable?
Could you repeat his name, please?
Yeah, Mike Caruso.
Unfamiliar.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Sienna Osta?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Sienna Osta.
Unfamiliar.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democratic, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting for her or probably voting for her?
Definitely.
Thank you. Lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic one, and Mike Caruso, Republican candidate.
Probably the Democrat, although I'm not really familiar with Osta, is his name. But yes. I would almost certainly vote for the Democrat for the Florida House. Yes.
Okay, so would you say definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. And Now, just a few questions for statistical purposes before we finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. When you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat? You vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans? You usually vote Republicans or always vote Republican?
Usually, but not always Democratic.
Understand. If you were to level yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Advanced degree, so like Juris Doctor.
Thank you so much,
sir. JD, you know, like lawyer, you know.
Understand. Thank you very much. And what is your religion?
Jewish.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with this question. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. Can I just ask, on whose behalf are you conducting the poll? I'm just curious.
We're calling from Opinion Survey. That's the name of the company. We are a private research company, but I don't have, like, information about who is sponsoring the survey at all.
Oh, I understand. Okay. That's fine.
Well,
I just thought I'd ask.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day,
Thank
sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.